fly at the Blue Barn today, and it's an awesome Wednesday.
As David pointed out to me,
I keep trying to get a day ahead. I don't know why.
Don't rush it.
I know, right?
Slow down. Yeah. Enjoy the week.
Right, David, you are the membership. You're the director of the Young Eagles program for EAA and the Eagle Flights program, and you have put together some cool array of people for us to chat with today on the show. What have you got for us?
So next up, we have two really, really special and inspirational individuals, two people that are huge supporters of not only the Young Eagles program, but a lot of different facets of aviation and make a lot of impact. We have our Young Eagles chairman, Mr. Sean D. Tucker, and our other chairman, Mr. Jimmy Graham, with us today.
Woo!
The job's so big, it takes two of us.
Yes.
Right, Jimmy?
No doubt.
Well, I'm going to tell you that he just spouted off out of his nebula the exact number of Young Eagle flights we've had so far. And it's a big you need at least two to process that number.
Here's the deal. I think this is the greatest outreach that has ever happened in aviation to the youth of America. And just importantly, to the volunteers who volunteer. Because the way the youth get inspired is you got... the adults have to open the door for them.
Right.
We do that through flight. And I just love our volunteers. They wake up every morning with a purpose. They wake up, and that purpose is to love a kid and to share what they love, the magic of flight. And they're so hardworking, and I am such a supporter and a fan of all these volunteers. Jimmy?
I mean, obviously, I mean, our volunteers are truly amazing. Just the selfless sacrifice that they give each and every week. And I don't think people understand everything that goes into giving out these flights, coordinating these flights, and giving these opportunities for these kids. And then, you know, for me, obviously, the most important thing is our next generation. You know, inspiring them, giving them that spark. You know, it's something that it happened to me when I was a kid. You know, the first air show I ever went to, a military air show. Got me obsessed, opened my mind to what's possible, and now I'm sitting here being able to give that opportunity, and I'm able to give that to kids all across the nation. It's truly unbelievable.
So not only are the two of you champions for our program and for aviation at large, but you're both volunteer pilots yourselves for the program. Is there a flight that sticks out in your mind that you remember giving, and you're like, man, that reaction is why I love doing this?
Well, Sean was a professional pilot. Me, I'm just more of a hobbyist.
We all are.
He's been entertaining people for so long, and you know, his stories have to blow mine out of the water. But one of my most special flights was actually with him in formation here, at EA Oshkosh Air Venture. I was able to fly an extra 300 over the show, during the show, with the air boss. And her reaction whenever we landed with this big high five, that was one of my more memorable flights, because one, that was my first flight here. It was with Sean D. Tucker, and you know, it was with this organization, and truly for me, that was one of the most special flights I've ever done.
And it was, full disclosure, I own an extra 300, and Jimmy has an extra 300. So I said, Jimmy, you can fly my extra 300 and fly this kid, and I'll fly the Seneca, and we're going to get this great photo. And we got it was a front page for Oshkosh Northwestern, and a big Jimmy Graham smile. Everything was perfect, man. I thought it was great until Jimmy told me the rest of the story.
No. Well, I mean, I have an extra 330 LX, and this is extra 300.
Better airplane.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a little bit more underpowered, you know, so you know, I had to chase them down a little bit. But I mean, absolutely unbelievable, and you know, to be able to come in and you know, just borrow a plane from him, and you know, to be able to do that with the air boss and with her, I mean, just the smiles and the laughter. And I mean, the video is unbelievable. We still have it online somewhere, and it's truly special.
And what's so great, you know, is when I first met Jimmy, and his story is fabulous in terms of he came from adversity. He had somebody that believed in him, and it's very powerful. And he's a superstar Hall of Fame football player, and that's not who he is. When he looks himself in the mirror, he's an aviator. He's an American. And he was just perfect to be co-chair. And I'm so honored to be walking fly in this pathway with Jimmy and the rest of EAA volunteers for the Young Eagle program, because we are the best Air Force in the world. I mean, 2,300,000.
2,264,000.
No, 2,300,000.
Pretty close.
We got to
get there.
All right, well, I have to ask, you know, since Jimmy Graham is here, I have to ask, and all aviators have heard this rumor for a long time. Did you really fly your seaplane to practice for the Seahawks?
Oh, yeah. That was surely documented. My first practice, actually, with the Seahawks, John Nordstrom, he was our old owner. He came in a Beaver, and he asked me, hey, have you ever flown a seaplane? I said no. So we went right off the dock, and then the following weekend, I ended up getting my seaplane rating.
The following weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't waste any time.
No. Well, if you've flown in a Beaver on amphibs, and you're able, you know, to land on Lake Washington like we did, you're surely going to get yours the next weekend as well. And so, literally, I rebuilt one that flew Vietnam, and it was a 45-minute drive to work, but it was a 5-minute flight after a 5-minute warm up. So, you know, it just kind of made sense. And I did it about 3 days a week.
Well, and you know, you may not realize it, but for a kid who loves football, that's also aviation inspiring to say, hey, this football player flies a plane to practice. Yeah. Maybe I want to fly, too. That unknowing to you probably was some inspiration as well.
Yeah, I talk to a lot of young kids about it, about the sacrifice that I've had to give to be able to get the license that I've received. You know, after my rookie year, you know, most people, they go on vacation. Most people, they take a break for the first time. People go out and party and do these things. Me, I went to flight school. And I went to flight school for the next decade, for 10 straight years to get a new license. And for me, more or less, you know, I try to tell kids and I try to tell people, you know, to always challenge yourself, you know, to never let anybody, you know, put a cap or a ceiling on where or what you could be and truly reach for the stars.
And moving back to Sean, you have not only supported this Young Eagle program for a long time now, but you personally, within your own endeavors, with the Sean D. Tucker school and group, you have also provided opportunity for kids, especially aerobatic kids.
Well, we brought the Stars of Tomorrow a couple times here to Oshkosh, and that's a mentorship program. For 7 years, I've been involved with the Bob Hoover Academy. I'm just so proud to say that it's successful, because I did it to honor Bob's legacy. And it's a full-on high school, academic high school. We're teaching vocational, we're teaching them to fly. But what we're really doing is enabling them to be the best versions of themselves and have them have the self-esteem to get out of bed in the morning. And if you have hope, you get out of bed in the morning. And this is what I think is so great about what we're doing here, is because David, our newest big man on campus who's running the whole Young Eagle program, is 2 years younger than when we started. So they're coming aboard, okay?
Yeah.
And David's our future, okay? He's articulate. He's passionate. He's going to bring other articulate, passionate people into this community. And so we're all here as a team. And I think every EA member who puts their time in, and they just about all of them do, feel that they're a part of this team, because this is the house that Paul Poporesny built.
Right.
Okay. This is the house that Tom held steady, and we got Jack.
Thumbs up.
And all the outreaches that's going on through EAA is everything what's righteous about America. And this is a great country.
Yes, it is. And David, I know you have something on your mind you wanted to ask these guys.
Well, I want to know what's next in aviation for the two of you. You talked about flight training for 10 straight off seasons, Jimmy. Is there another certificate, another airplane in the future, another restoration? What's next?
I mean, well, right now my outlook is the next 2 weeks and see if I want to continue to play in the NFL. You know, I'm going to make the decision either to retire or to try to go on a run for a ring, because that's the one thing I haven't done in my career is I won a Super Bowl. So for me, that's first. And then after that, I don't know. There's a lot. I mean, I know I do want to get my glider license. That's something that's going to be a must. But I'm going to continue to do the work through my foundation, the Jimmy Graham Foundation, and giving these flights to Young Eagles, giving these flights to underprivileged kids, and to share them and being thankful for the veterans that we do have in this country.
Well, if nothing else works for me in the future of aviation, I'm going to become Jimmy Graham's bodyguard. You better watch out. I'm going to be protected, Jimmy Graham. I've had this dream since my airplanes I gave to the Smithsonian. They took it. It's gone. It's upside down. It's safe and sound. And I started a four-ship team. And unfortunately, we started the team during COVID. And we had 9 months. We flew almost a little over 400 times together as a team. I've surrounded myself with just as passionate, as reverent human beings. And we had a blast. But because of COVID, we didn't fly any shows. We lost a sponsorship. I still have the airplanes, and we're working on that. So that's my dream. And if it comes true, great. If it doesn't come true, I did the best I could. And I still have an aerobatic flight school. I love teaching. I love sharing my knowledge. I love mentoring. So I'm all in. I wake up every day, and I go to the airport every single morning, and I go flying.
Every morning?
Every single morning. Unless it's a good ski and powder day in the wintertime, and I might be up there in the mountains.
You're down in King City?
Salinas, in the Monterey County, Monterey Valley. Yep. Yeah, Salinas Valley.
Yeah. And that's where your school still is.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure it's as busy as ever.
It's busy enough, okay? You don't make a lot of money, but you save lives. That's cool.
Yep. Well, man, I can't thank you guys enough for being on the radio with us today and continuing to inspire youth, continuing to get the message out, continuing to advocate, because that's what this is all about, right, David?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to echo Jeff. Thanks for joining us today. I know it's kind of last second, so I appreciate you guys stopping out. I think the greatest thing about Oshkosh and AirVenture and EAA is no matter how accomplished the two of you are in your own respective lives, we're all aviators here. We're all pilots. We're all peers, and it's just fun to share that with each other.
100%. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
It's awesome.
200%. Thanks for having us. God bless America.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Sean D. Tucker. And thanks for coming today. Appreciate it. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more about this whole amazing place, which the Blue Barn houses.
Yeah, and the lives it's impacting.
And the lives it's impacting, like we just talked about. We have some living examples coming up next. So we're going to take a break. J-Mod G on the fly at the Blue Barn. You're listening to EA Radio.